AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A day after South Korean President Lee Jae-myung took office, the liberal-led legislator overwhelmingly passed bills calling for special investigations into former President Yoon Suk-yeol's imposition of martial law and criminal allegations against his wife. Lee Jae-myung won Tuesday's snap election triggered in April after Yoon's removal from office. David Jolly, a former Republican congressman and Trump critic, says he wants to become Florida's next governor. He'll be running as a Democrat. He formally announced his bid Thursday, becoming the latest party convert, hoping to gain back control of what had been the country's premier swing state. In recent years, Florida has made a hard shift to the right. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on President Trump's latest investigation.
President Donald Trump has ordered his administration to investigate his predecessor, Joe Biden. President Trump is asking his administration to look into President Joe Biden's use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. The memo came after House Republicans requested transcribed interviews with five former Biden aides, alleging that they had participated in a cover-up. So far, the Republican inquiry has focused on the final moves of the Biden administration, which they claim may be invalid. House Oversight Chairman James Comer of Kentucky cited a new book that details concerns and debates inside the White House and Democratic Party over Biden's mental state and age. Biden and members of his family have vigorously denied the book's claims. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Authorities say a Russian drone strike killed at least five people in northern Ukraine. Officials say separate attacks in eastern Ukraine injured at least 19. This comes after Trump said he had spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump said Putin pledged to retaliate for Ukraine's weakened drone attacks on Russian airfields. This is AP News. A family and their Massachusetts community are calling for the release of a teenager arrested by ICE on his way to volleyball practice.
The parents have detained 18-year-old Milford High School junior Marcelo Gomes da Silva are begging for his release. Marcelo's father, João Paulo,
"We love America. Please bring my son back."
Marcelo came to the U.S. from Brazil at age 7. Agents were looking for his father, who owns the car he was driving when he was arrested. Immigration attorney Robin Nice says Marcelo is a good kid.
"He has no criminal record. This kid has never interacted with police until last Saturday."
And says that Marcelo is being held in a cell with about 40 other men.
"There's no private bathroom. It's all open. So everything is very public. He said there's no cots or beds, so they're lying on the cement floor at night."
An immigration hearing is set for Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.